and 1240 WGBB Freeport.
Don't change that dial. Live from WGBB, Long Island's oldest radio station, it's time for our 50th show.
From the oldest people on WGBB, this is Listen Up, Jesus is on the Air.
And that was Dr. Palmer, and I'm Dr. Anthony Chiffo, and he meant him and I.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
This is our Christmas celebration.
We have a Christmas party going on right here. You know, Tony, we have to stop those dancing girls. They're not allowed.
Absolutely,
this
John.
This is a religious program.
I tell you all the time, get rid of them, will you, please? By the way, I had a question, Don. They wanted to know who's older, you or I? I wouldn't tell them, but I gave them a tip. I said, you used to go watch Babe Ruth play baseball. I used to go watch Joe DiMaggio.
Okay. Listen, listeners, don't run away. Don't run away. We're going to have a Christmas party today. We have the people from Rhea Music here, Gloria and Maria and Diana. And we're going to sing hymns. We're going to pray prayers. We're going to talk a little bit. And we're just going to try and get you in the Christmas mood. Amen. Gloria? Amen. Hello? Say hello to
the
people.
Hello.
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 Diana's the trumpet.
We're not the dancing girls.
Oh, shucks.
We're the singing girls.
Okay, good.
Girls and playing girls.
And the trumpet player.
Yes.
You know, since we promised music, yes. I called the song I want to open, Another Christmas, but that's not the one. You wrote it. So what's the real title to that?
The True Gift of Christmas. And we wrote it because when you listen to the radio, they would always talk about Christmas. You're my baby. I love you. You're my Christmas. And we said, that's not what Christmas is all about.
So we started to pray, and we asked about the true gift of Christmas. And this is what the Lord has given us, his words.
And it's the true gift
true
of Christmas.
Gift of Christmas.
Good. I love this song.
Yes, we do too.
And I think the Lord is very pleased.
And you'll know it. Sing along as loud as you want. You're in the car.
No, I was told not to sing by Al Bobolino, you know.
But God loves the person who sings from his heart.
Yes.
But at least get on key.
Okay, let's go.
Here it is, another Christmas. The presents wrapped under the tree. The Christmas tags, the names filled out for our family. The cards have been sent to our loved ones, and Christmas songs will sound. Checklists are done, Christmas lights are up, but we've forgotten what Christmas is about. Sent a song, the Savior of the world, the true gift of Christmas, Jesus Christ our Lord. God sent a son, the light of the world, the true gift of Christmas, Jesus Christ our Lord. What can we give you, Jesus? What can we give you? you, Lord. On this day in Bethlehem, you were born. For the cards and the presents are nothing. The Christmas lights burn out. There's more to life than tinsel and trim. Help us to find what Christmas is about. God sent His Son, the Savior of the world, the true gift of Christmas, Jesus Christ our Lord. God sent His Son, the light of the world, the true gift of Christmas, Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, there isn't any present that's befitting for our King. What we give is our hearts and our love, Lord. And share your song and sing. God sent His Son, the Savior of the world, the true gift of Christmas, Jesus Christ our Lord. God sent His Son, the light of the world, the true gift of Christmas, Jesus Christ our Lord. God sent His Son, the Savior of the world, the true gift of Christmas, Jesus Christ our Lord. God sent His Son, the light of the world, the true gift of Christmas, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Tell the whole world.
God sent His Son, the Savior of the world, the true gift of Christmas, Jesus Christ our Lord. God sent His Son, the light of the world, the true gift of Christmas, Jesus Christ our Lord. The true gift of Christmas, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. The true gift of Christmas.
And listen, is this music is live. Live. And our trumpet player is under the table playing the trumpet so that it doesn't blast everyone else out. Yes. Thank you so much for that opening for the show. It's just wonderful. And do you think people have gotten the message of what we're about?
Yes.
True gift of Christmas is Jesus.
Amen.
And what He does in you. And, you know, I asked you guys to think about this in advance. You know,
yes.
What was the most memorable Christmas for you? Because Jesus comes with gifts at Christmas in different ways. What'd you come up with? Did you get anything?
Right away, I came up with, in November 1st, All Saints Day, my first son was born.
Mm.
And he was born 6.5 months, 2 pounds.
Wow.
And the doctor said, I don't think he's going to make it, and I couldn't have any more children. So it was really tough for my husband and myself. But they took him from me right away and put him in an incubator, and we prayed, and we went every day, and he was doing fine. Christmas Eve, we got a call. You can take him home at 5 pounds.
Wow.
5 pounds. My husband and I got a Christmas box under the table, put old blankets in it, made it nice. And that was our Christmas present. We put him right in the box at 5 pounds. You can imagine, you know, we could go out and get 5 pound
potatoes.
He was tiny. He was perfect. And that was a most wonderful Christmas present.
What a gift.
Yes.
You got Jesus.
Amen. Oh. Amen.
You know, I call my kids Jesus a lot. Jesus, are you doing this? No, I wouldn't do that. I don't talk that way at all. But it was a bad joke. But what a beautiful story.
Yes.
What a beautiful story.
On All Saints Day.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Praise God. Praise God.
Are you?
Well,
that was Gloria.
That was Gloria. I remember when I was little, about 5 years old. And this was a memorable Christmas because my parents, Santa Claus, I didn't know at that time, brought me a little plastic ukulele. And they did that because I would go around the house all the time strumming a guitar. I didn't, my mad, you know, invisible guitar, but strumming. And so for Christmas, I got my first ukulele. And I was so happy, so happy. The next morning, I went to go get it. The day after Christmas, I couldn't find it. Finally, my brother, he had picked it up and broke it.
Oh.
And he put it underneath the sofa, the couch. And so I was upset, needless to say. And one of my uncles, by the very next week, my grandmother's brother, Uncle Emilio and Uncle Charlie, they brought me a real wooden ukulele that
wow.
I still have today
wow.
and still is playable.
Yeah.
And I will always pray for them for the gift that they brought me.
Mm.
You know,
that's wonderful.
It was. It was beautiful. Yes. I remember that.
They traded up.
They traded up, yes.
Wonderful. Diana, how about you? Come on over to the mic.
Well, my most memorable Christmas actually was in 2006. We were invited to Gloria's house to celebrate Christmas with a priest and a loved one of ours, part of our ministry, who has recently passed on to the kingdom.
That's Sonny.
Sonny, yes, Sonny.
Sonny Manoni. And I just remember the unity of being with people that really live with the Lord. And because in my family, you know, it's just getting together, they eat and the kids are in another room, and they never really celebrated with Jesus. It was just all about just eat dinner together. And on
Which
this
is important
day,
too.
On this day, they gave me my own little tree to decorate, which I've never done in my family, believe it or not. You know, I never decorated a tree. It was just the unity and the true gift and joy of Christmas
yes.
was in that day.
Wonderful.
Just celebrating it with people in the Lord.
Amen.
How about you, Tony? Thank you, Diana.
Thank you, Diana.
You know, we give everybody a chance. We'll even ask Trevor.
You didn't clue me in on this, John.
I know.
You're hitting me cold, but I would say that my memories of Christmas, you know, I guess you know I am a twin. There's another one walking around that looks just like me. He's a little better looking, but we look basically alike.
I told him he got the better part of the egg.
Did. He did. He's smarter. He's better looking. I don't know. Something went wrong here. But in any event, as a growing up as a twin, and we always had to share one toy and stuff like that, and this one year, which I was expecting one toy or one gift to share, and Santa Claus really was good. He brought us all separate gifts, my brother and I. And for the first time, when we were kids, we didn't have to share our gifts, and we just gave praise and glory to God and to Jesus for that.
That's
for that
wonderful.
Gift.
That's wonderful. That's why you're so selfish now.
That's why I'm a bad sharer. I'm very bad in sharing.
You know, I thought about the question too, because you know, these questions don't come out of the air. We pray about what the questions. Mm-hmm. And this was something that happened to me in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament many years ago. Not too many, but many years ago. There was one Christmas when I was all totally alone, and I went to adoration at Holy Redeemer. Mm-hmm. And I was getting ready for Christmas Midnight Mass, mm-hmm. and the choir started singing the Christmas carols. And I was going to get up and go into the church because it's right next door to the chapel. And I get to get up and I hear, "No, no, no. I want you to stay here." Well, okay. And just right after that, as soon as I sat down, the choir started to sing, "O Holy Night." And you can't believe how deeply that went down into my being. It touched the core of my being. And I'll always remember that as really a Christmas that changed my life. Wow. And that Jesus came in all the way on Christmas. Yeah. You know, Santa Claus can't do that.
Yeah, no, Santa Claus
can't. But Jesus can. It's really, really something. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It is.
You know, and so I kind of, Trevor... Oh, I don't think we have to do this. They can play here. I'd love to go into O Holy Night as an instrumental.
Yes.
And Tony, you're going to talk about the archangels, I hope.
We're going to continue our series on the archangels, yes.
And the only reason why I love that song, O Holy Night, now you know how much it means to me.
Thank you for sharing that. That's
yes,
beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Make it soft to me. Tony, do you want to talk about him?
I want to continue our series of the archangels. And last week we spoke about Gabriel. And this week, if you listen to the gospel, Gabriel is appearing to Mary and giving her the message that she has been selected and she has been chosen and that she's the favorite one. So it ties all in, but today I want to talk about Raphael, and I want to talk about Michael, the archangels. The story of the archangel of Raphael started in the Bible, Tobit, the book of Tobit, it's in most Bibles, and he came to Earth, actually disguised as a friend of Tobias, and he made friends with Tobias, and he stuck with him, and they went camping together and everything, and actually he was his guardian angel. And they were camping one night, and he told Tobias to go fishing and catch a fish, and he asked him to save the parts of the fish and to bring it back. And when they brought it back, they found that Tobias's father, Tobit, was blind. And immediately, Raphael said to use the parts of the fish on his eyes. And he did. And he brought back his sight. Mm-hmm. And so that's in the Bible. That's documented. That's a guardian angel. And we all have a guardian angel. And I think we spoke about it last week. And John gave us his guardian angel's name. I gave you mine. Mine's, I was told years and years ago, was Raphael. I don't know if it's the Raphael, but it was Raphael. And so Raphael continues to be, and God continues to give us his guardian angels to watch over each and every one of us, individually and personally. And so now let's move on to Michael, the archangel. By the way, there are supposedly in the Bible 7 archangels. 3 have specifically been mentioned, Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael. And so, so to speak, Michael's claim of fame, he's a warrior, and he was the one that when Lucifer, Satan, wanted to be like God and tried to revolt with his demons, and he was the one that fought them and had them cast out of heaven into hell. And so Michael has been revered throughout the ages as a special archangel. And he's the one that defends us against the devil. He's the one that we pray to when we're being tempted and we're having bad times. And he's the one that helps us fight off the attempts of the devil. And it's our belief that our moment of death, Michael is there with us to fight off the last efforts of Satan to drag us down to his hell. And so with the help of Saint Michael and with his power and his defense against the devil, we are protected. And all we need to do is to call upon him. There are prayers for Saint Michael to be prayed. There's a prayer, a very powerful prayer, and it's mostly all the missals in the church, and it goes like, Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wiles and wickednesses of the devil. Restrain him. O God, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Princess of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin and destruction of the souls. Amen.
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 So when we're battled and when we're beat up by the devil, and most of us are at one time or another, I think the best thing to do is to ask Jesus and the Heavenly Father to provide us with Saint Michael the Archangel to defend us and help us. Amen. And to save our souls. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And Gabriel, of course, is the one who came. And
he's the messenger.
He's the messenger. And you know, right now, folks at home, I hope we've got you thinking about what was the most important Christmas for you. We hope you've begun to realize that Jesus is the gift of Christmas. And we're going to have a sing-along.
Amen.
And what we do, I have an announcement to make.
Uh-oh.
Events to come next week. St. Nicholas Santa Claus, we're going to be highlighting. We're going to talk about St. Nicholas Santa Claus.
And he's going to be here.
And he's going to be here. So right. Listen up, everyone.
That's Christmas Eve.
And watch it on the live webcam.
Not the webcam. But how about doing a little sing-along? Yes. Folks at home, or if you're driving in a car, you're going to know all these songs. Yes. And that's why we have Rhea Music here. Incidentally, Rhea Music is a wonderful musical group, and you can get them to your prayer groups. You can get them to very special ceremonies. Mm-hmm. And how would they get in touch with you?
We do have a website, www.riamusic.org. There you can email us. Our phone number, all information is right there for you. You can even listen to clips of our music.
Good.
Because we do have a shop where we do sell our CDs.
You have 10 of them now, don't you?
Nine.
I thought you were doing 10.
We're working on it.
And you could also send in your prayer requests. Again, that's www.riamusic.org.
Right, because we take these prayer requests wherever we go, and especially when we go on pilgrimages. Now, next year, we hope to be going on two pilgrimages, one to France, to Lady of La Salette, Sacred Heart, mm-hmm. St. John Vianney, and then hopefully, if it all works out, to Our Lady of Guadalupe for 12, 12, 12.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, 12, 12, 12.
Wow.
That's wonderful. But, you know, also sending those prayer requests into Rhea are wonderful because they do travel a lot of places and bring all those prayer requests with them. We're going to give you a batch of ours to take with you as well.
And we pray for our prayers every day when we go to Mass, and we lift up everybody on our prayer list when we go to Mass every day.
Wonderful. So let's go.
One family, right?
Start singing along.
Yes. All right.
And we have one caveat we have to tell everybody. Tony cannot sing. He's not allowed to sing.
I was told by Al Barbarino not to sing. But I still love Al.
Let the party begin.
Amen. The song, we want to just tell a little quick story about, because we're going to sing Silent Night. And we'll sing all three verses, and the fourth verse will be in German. And why, that was the original language. And we went to Oberammergau for the Passion Play in 2010. Mm-hmm. And our hotel, we had to climb, our bus couldn't make it, up a steep hill. And the pasture of the sheep were on the side. And we stopped because we were talking to the sheep.
And we said, this is silly, we're talking to the sheep. And I said to Maria, but they don't understand us. They only know German.
So we started singing Silent Night in German. And their ears perked up like they could understand us. We were.
And wouldn't you know, they turned their heads and looked towards us.
Was that an indictment on the singing?
Following the sheep. The sheep were following.
Follow the sheep. Silent night.
Sing along with us at home.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so
musical call to Christians of all religions all Catholic, all Protestant religions, who have in their hearts said Jesus is Lord. And that's the gift of Christmas. It's a reminder. It's a reminder that this story is not a story, that this is a reality. And music, to me, music is the way the Spirit gets into me.
John, I just can't help but think and wonder. Last year, on Christmas Day, I sat and I wondered, today is Christmas. Isn't it so blessed that the whole Christian world stops and it comes to a standstill to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? The whole world, the universe, stops and celebrates.
And a funny thing that comes into my mind, Jesus at Christmas is the reason why our country celebrates a holiday. They call it Christmas Day. And there's no reason why we can't just say Merry Christmas to everybody.
Oh, yes.
It's all across our
absolutely
country.
I do, don't you?
Yeah. Yes. It brings joy to my heart.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. You know, I tell you, one Christmas we were in Ireland with Father Bill McCarthy in my father's house. And we went everywhere, and people on the streets would say, Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. And it was so heart-rending.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, as you know, here, the day after Christmas, who's going back shopping to return their gift?
Yep.
You know, they're not even.
It continues.
It's continued.
The joy of Christmas continued.
And Jesus, the gift, is forever.
And that's what we can do here. We can do it right here.
Once the day after Christmas, I went to adoration, and I heard words, and I can still remember them. It's the day after Christmas, and all through the church, not a creature is stirring, not just a church mouse in you. Where are all my friends? I'm lonely. Where are all my friends?
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
And really, Christmas can be every day.
Yes.
And once you start getting that Christmas joy in your heart, we give joy to the world.
Yes. Amen.
Starts with us.
Isn't that funny? That's the next song.
This is a joyful rendition of joy to the world. Very joyful.
Wake you up.
Did you get it?
Okay. Did you get it?
Yes, here we go.
Very joyful. And keep the Christmas spirit.
If you want to clap, you can clap along if you're a passenger.
Sure.
Joy to the world,
honey, you can sing.
The Lord is come. Let earth receive a king. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and
joy can last every day, 365 days a year.
You got it.
And
hey, here come the confetti's coming down here. What's going on? Hey!
Let the celebration begin.
He rules the world with truth and grace.
Sing along.
One.
You know, I was looking out the window. I saw Bishop Murphy dancing down outside. He was just outside. Well, hi, Bishop.
Come on in.
Come on in. Nice party going on here.
Amen.
I'll hear about that.
All right.
Well, you know, that joy is so contagious. And Diana, thank you for telling us how to clap. That's very good. Would you do me a favor? Poor Tony wanted you to start the show with some sort of a trumpet blast. Would you start the for him? He needs to have something joyful that you could play. Whatever. Think.
Go against the back wall. That'll be perfect. It'll come back into the mic. She's not on the table anymore.
This is the way I wanted to start the show. Listen up, everyone.
Okay, go ahead.
From WGBB.
And you know what that's from? That's from Lord Save Your Children.
Lord Save Your Children. Okay, good. Hey, let's go.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Let's go on with the first Noel.
Good choice, Diana.
And Bishop Murphy, we're sorry you couldn't stop in, but next time. Go ahead.
Yes. There we go. It's coming.
Anytime.
One of my favorite Christmas carols.
The first Noel the angels did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. In fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night.
Everyone, Noel, 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 born is a king. Our peace is royal. They look up and saw a star shining in the east. You know, Tony, I believe that Jesus lives in all of us, and he's alive in all of us. And you know what I want our listeners to do, not those who are driving, but I want the listeners who are to do? I want you to get up and hug the person next to you and say, the Jesus in me says hello to the Jesus in you. Merry Christmas. All right, let's do it for a couple of minutes. Yay, here we go.
Hello to the Jesus in you.
Hooray.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Christmas.
Come on. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Jesus. Are you watching the webcam?
Jesus in me.
Says hello to the Jesus in you.
It sounds like a song.
Sure, that would be a nice song. There you go.
Maybe next
year. Christmas, you're going to be back here with that song.
Wow. Yes.
Jesus in me says Merry Christmas to the Jesus in you.
And this is evangelizing through music.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
Jesus is so happy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You know, that's how
a
lot
touch their hearts.
That's right. And this is how the Lord does brings us to write a song because of, like just saying that, Jesus in me says Merry Christmas.
I love that.
Jesus in you.
Yeah. I had the Haitian Creole group, and Ludwine was saying, the Jesus in me says, who that greets the Jesus in you. I'm easy to love. The Jesus in me greets the Jesus in you. I'm easy to love. It neat. It was, but she was singing it in Haitian Creole.
Yeah.
And Ludwine is wonderful, wonderful.
Did you ever use that money I gave you to take singing lessons, by the way?
No, unfortunately, I spent them on dancing lessons. What, do they want to see me tap?
For the dancing girls, right?
For the dancing girls, right. And we have one other. We can have as many songs as we want, but I'd love to go back to the angels.
Yes.
Because they were around this stable where Jesus was.
Yeah. And strange you should mention that.
Oh, strange.
Because the angels were there the night Jesus was born.
Yeah.
They were on the hillside.
Yeah.
And they led the shepherds to where Jesus was born. And they're all around us.
Yes.
Yeah. So we have sheep going baa, and we have angels going whoopee.
You know, I can't, you know.
Of course.
When we were in the Holy Land a few years ago with Father Bill again, you know, when we went to Bethlehem, and we imagined ourselves, if we were a shepherd, placed ourselves as shepherds and shepherdesses. And then all of a sudden you're around the fire and you're talking about whatever, maybe the Messiah. When will the Messiah come? Strange things have been happening. I've heard about that Elizabeth and John. Mm-hmm. They didn't even name the son Zechariah mm-hmm. or Zachary. They named him John. That's very strange, you know. Mm-hmm. And so things have been happening. And then all of a sudden to hear, glory to God in the highest. I mean, you fall off your rock.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
And those were the angels that came down that sang praise and glory to God and Jesus.
Imagine. Yes.
Do you sit on a rock often?
In Bethlehem we did.
In Bethlehem.
Oh, okay.
Angels we have heard.
Angels we have heard.
I like this song.
I love this song.
Sing my name over and over again.
We got to clap again. We got to clap again.
Raise your hands
up in the air. Glory. Okay.
Glorify the
Let
God.
The angels sing.
Gloria, Gloria.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Mountains in reply.
Hallelujah.
Magnificent.
I love it. I love the music.
John, just,
go ahead.
The Bible makes many references of angels.
Yes.
Many references. And sometimes they use as messengers, and sometimes they use as guardian angels, and sometimes they're sent down just as ordinary people. And sometimes that message is not revealed until that angel has accomplished his mission. But there are times when Jesus and our Heavenly Father asks us to be angels, asks us to be guardian angels, and to take care of the poor and to help people out. And so when someone says, "That was my angel," it could very well have been their angel.
Yeah.
So we never know.
Yeah.
But you know, that is true about people being affected by somebody who just seems to come and then go. And they never see that person again. I have a story of about a woman who was in Penn Station, and she had a pancreatitis attack.
Oh.
And she fell on the ground, and she had a cell phone call to her husband. "I think I'm dying. I have such pain and everything else." And some person came along, made her comfortable, called emergency, and she went to the hospital. She's fine now. But she said, "That man was an angel to me." And I bet we all can think of times when angels have touched
us. Someday we should have a program like that.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're called to be angels.
Yes.
We're called to be guardian angels.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, I think I told the story, too, about the woman whose husband was abusing her physically. And in the kitchen, he was coming drunk. He was going to beat her up. Mm. And she had a wonderful prayer partner. And just as he was coming to hit her, she reached out and she grabbed a carving knife. She was going to really stab him. And the phone rang. And for some reason, she put the knife down and picked up the phone. Mm-hmm. And it was her prayer partner saying, "Honey, are you all right? I was in prayer, and Jesus said I should give you a call."
Wow.
You know, there's an angel.
Yes.
There's an angel there.
Absolutely.
And I bet our listeners can think of times that somehow an angel came out of left field and helped them. We're going to have Marita Doherty on next week. Marita had lung cancer and had surgery, and she has a story about how she was ministered to by people that she never saw again. And they were angels.
Yes.
They were angels. It's just so many ways that God can touch us. Now, we have a lot of people who send us petitions all year long, and they're all hurting so badly. And Tony, I don't know if you can think of a few of them.
We have
Liz. We're praying for all. Oh, and Liz went to Father. I got to tell this, since she's probably listening. Liz,
always listens.
Liz has Chiari disease, and that's a brainstem problem. And she had bone fusion operation, and she still gets tachycardia and vestibular activity. Anyway, she went to Father Charles's show over at Curia Vars, and she was supposed to come to me Friday morning, but she stayed out late, Liz, and I didn't get to see her in person, but I got her on the phone, and she just felt it was just like listening to angels there. And in the show, at the end, Father Charles and Laurie came out as if they're much older, and it was Father Charles's father and mother.
Oh.
And she had met them, and you know, it's just a joyful kind of experience. And now she has another friend who is Denise, who is also very seriously ill with all sorts of problems, both very spiritual women, and they're going to start a support group called Homebound Moms.
Oh, wow.
Where people who are homebound can get together on the phone.
Oh, wow.
You know, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
And they can be like angels for other people.
Yes.
It really is. But I'd like to spend a few minutes just to pray for those people. You were going to mention a few others. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to mention we have new people in there, people with depression, people on drugs, people that have been diagnosed with cancer, people that have MS and people of all sorts of problems, and we're praying for them, and we're asking them to give their concerns up to Jesus and let Jesus carry them. And we have gotten many, many comments on healings, and many, many, a lot of
people have been touched.
So thank you, Jesus.
Can you put on that All Holy Night again?
Sure. Actually, I was going to play Mary's Lullaby.
Okay, that's even better.
Mary's
Wonderful.
Lullaby. Mary's Lullaby.
And we call upon Mary as well.
Just go Blessed Mother's arms.
And that's what we'll ask everybody.
Yes.
A friend of ours said, this Colleen from Rosa Mystica, said she's this Christmas she's going in her mother's, in the cradle with Jesus.
Oh,
and she wants to be picked up this Christmas.
Well, that's how we're going to frame our prayer.
Yes.
Everybody at home, pick Jesus up in your arms. Mm. Cuddle him close. Talk to him. Say, Jesus, I'm hurting right now. It's Christmas, and I'm alone. It's Christmas, and I'm sick. It's Christmas, and I'm out of a job. It's Christmas, Lord, but it doesn't feel like Christmas to me. It feels like I'm all alone. So, Jesus, while I have you in my arms, can I ask you to put me in your arms as well? Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. I need the Christmas love that only you can give. I need the grace that only you can share in my heart, Lord. Oh, Jesus, thank you for touching me. Thank you for being you. Thank you for coming into my life just at this moment. Just at this moment, Lord. I need you so badly. And I thank you for letting me hold you for these few minutes. I'm now going to place you right next to my heart. And I'm going to ask you to say words of healing. My child, I love you. I haven't forgotten you. I haven't abandoned you. I'm here. I'm here speaking to your heart right now. I'm here touching you. I know just what you need. I know just how to heal you for the moment. All during the holidays, pick me up whenever you need me. Put me close to your heart. I'll speak to your heart. I'll touch you. I'll give you my love. You can do that all year long, not just on Christmas. Do it every day. Keep me close to your heart, and I will surround you with the love that only I can give you. I love you, dear children. I love you. You're special to me. You're not forgotten. You're not abandoned. So I wish you a Merry Christmas. A Merry Christmas. One that will surprise you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
So
I usually don't do this, and I was going to ask later, but I have to do this. There's a woman, I had a vision of a woman, and she's not going to abort the baby.
Oh.
Just listening to this.
Wonderful.
She was listening to this, and she was going to have an abortion, and she just decided, and you've done the right thing.
Amen.
You've done the
Amen.
Right thing.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Can we, we're coming close to the end of the show. Can we do, thank you so much for that. Can we do the O Come All Ye Faithful?
One of our very, very favorites.
Yeah.
Yes, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Right.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Rhea, we have to thank Gloria, Maria, and Diana for
Absolutely.
Making this a very
what a
special
wonderful
Christmas
show.
And we say hi to Scott, who was working today. Couldn't be our flute player.
Poor Scott.
And for a new baby born.
Yes, a new baby that's been born this Christmas.
Wonderful. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King.
on the housetops. Jesus, our Savior, is born. And we will have new life in Him.
On death's day, be
Nautical Mile,